Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
After a year of threats against various public schools, the Clark County School District, along with law enforcement officials, announced a multi-agency effort to boost school security for the last few days of the school year. Now, isn't that something that should have been addressed earlier in the year, say at the beginning of the school year? Now, after delineating that juveniles with 17 firearms, 31 BB guns, and adults with 6 firearms were discovered and the weapons were confiscated on campuses this past year, CCSD Superintendent Jesus Jara stated, "One weapon on campus is one too many." He declared, "This is not a school issue. This is a community issue." Well, he's only partially right. Is this a community issue? Yes. Captain Sasha Larkin of Metro's Northwest Area Command added, quote, "Today we're asking and pleading with the public to stay engaged in their children and to take an active role in monitoring their children's social media accounts and really understand what's happening behind the scene," end quote. She is, of course, correct in her plea. Parents must act and accept more responsibility for being aware of their children's actions. But at the same time, we're being told that safety has been on the minds of legislators and school officials since the beginning of the school year. The district is still pushing for additional funding for safety measures that would increase the number of adults on campus and upgrade facilities, according to Superintendent Jara. When they say there's a need for more adults on campus, they're referencing school monitors, teachers, counselors, psychologists, and presumably school police. It should be noted that when a CCSD panel made 27 recommendations to improve school safety in December of 2018, they included more police officers and K-9 units. The ACLU protested against additional school police officers, suggesting they would only bring more students into conflict with police and staff. ACLU Representative Rex Reed said, quote, "Ultimately, a lack of trust will result in reluctance to report issues to school staff and will only cause our schools to be less safe," end of quote. He added, quote, "Furthermore, students of color and students with disabilities are disproportionately harmed by armed personnel in school," end of quote. Really? When were students of color and students with disabilities disproportionately harmed by armed school personnel? How many students of color or students with disabilities have been shot by armed school personnel? When Jara talks about upgrading facilities, what exactly does he mean? Some parents have expressed concern that when calls are made to increase security on a given campus, the focus is on the main buildings. The parents who have children in portable classrooms want to know how these portable classrooms will be secured. One answer that's been floated around for many years is installing a tall, impenetrable fence surrounding the school. These tall fences should include a curved picket top. Some people complain that schools would be like a prison. Others have suggested the financial cost would be too great. Now, these are two very important points. First, prisons do have fences as described, very tall with a curved picket top. The point is that these fences do the job of keeping unwanted people from going in or prisoners from getting out. In other words, they do their job. The second point is the cost to erect fences around all the schools that don't already have them. So the question has to be asked, what is the worth of the student's life? Increasing staff and armed guards would help ensure safety. A one-time outlay for the fences described would cost far less over time while continuing to prevent unwanted guests. All ideas should be on the table, and action must come sooner than not. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.